Did you have enough heat and wind this week to last the rest of the summer?
Oh, I would not miss this again. I would not. I miss Iowa like a cold Iowa.
Well, you were three holes down there after just six holes. What's going through your mind at that point?
Yeah, I was just chilling. Like, I was not like concentrated that much. So yeah, but like when I see the board, ooh, that was three down already. So I have to chop.
Hey, well, tell us about that new putter you won. I mean, the one that was in your bag today is pretty darn good. It helped you win, but now you got this other new expensive model. What are you going to do with that? You use it?
No, I'll just keep it. Actually, my boyfriend wants it, but I'm probably going to keep it myself first. Seeing they're going to have my name, right? My name on it and the logo, which is really cool. So I don't want to use it and make it dirt or damage. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it in a like, frame.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So what turns this match around when you say, uh-oh, chop, chop?
Kind of more like a be patient. Like stay in the now, stay in my game, not trying to look at like her game. And more detail when I, you know, when I go into hit. Because like first six, I just like, it's just like a practice round. But then I realized that I have to be more patient.
But you're trailing on nine. She hits her tee shot into the bunker. And are you on the right side? And are you thinking maybe this is opportunity to start to catch up a little bit?
Yeah, that was the first hole that I was thinking like, oh, okay, now she, you know, missed a little bit. She gave me a chance, so have to take it. Hmm. Yeah.
And then again on the par three, was it 15, 14? The 15, yeah, the par three, where she three putts, and you get it in there like 45 feet and two putt over the water.
Okay. That, my brain is so bad, sorry.
That had to be big in your mind.
Okay. Yeah, that is like a part of like being patient, because I mean obviously she already missed and I have to like, oh, if I make this then the game will be changed. So yeah, more concentrate, be calm, because at that time I already nervous.
When you started finally winning holes and you were able to tee off first, is that a better comfortable for you so you can try to hit a good drive and put pressure on her?
Honestly, I did not think about whoever tee off first. I kind of play like a stroke play. Like whoever can go first, because it's like I still have to play my game. I don't have to, you know, look at her. If she play good for her. If she win the tournament, good for her. So I'm not really, think about like who go first, who go second.
You won the tournament though. What does it mean to you to win this? This is a big tournament in the world.
This is the first win after 4 years of college. Because I've been on like top 10, top 5 quite a bit. And I'm not even get to win yet. So this is my first time.
I mean, going off of that, you're now the third golfer from Thailand to win this tournament. You're joining Phai Thomborn and Arya Jatanagarn. And they've obviously gone on to have great careers on the LPGA. Knowing that you're joining very limited company, how does that make you feel right now?
I just know that. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, oh, I actually good. I am so good. I mean, it's kind of more like a building confidence for myself. I mean, whoever win this tournament, they're gonna go play tour anyway. So I have a chance to play on tour.
I think one of the biggest things that I was noticing throughout the round and what you talked to us yesterday was having, you know, your teammate on the bag.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen anyone just more carefree and pretty loose throughout the day. I think you're being very patient, but mm-hmm. what was it like and what were kind of the conversations that you and her were having even when things weren't going your way on the first early but even, you know, as you took that late lead and closed the match out?
So she really good at like take my attention from golf. I'm like a golfer who don't like to talk about golf in the golf course. So she's just like, what should we eat tonight? What should we do tonight? She went there. It's really good. You should try. And she know that I don't like it. And she just tried to like make in front of me. That's how she works. Yeah, so we not really talk about golf. And we both have a boyfriend. So she's just kind of like, my boyfriend better. So that's where like, my boyfriend better. You know, how to beat her back.
You didn't make match play in this last year. What's different about your game compared to the year ago?
At that time, oh, that's a question. I really don't know what difference. Maybe like the word patient is really got me. So first, like, I not, when I play golf, I don't care about anything. If I lose, I lose, it's fine. Or sometimes, some tournament is like, I have to get it back. And that is caused a lot of pressure on myself. But now it's like, I don't care about people outside. I just have to play my game. If I miss something, oh, it's fine. I still have a chance to get it back. So yeah, now it's like kind of more like a mental strain and some thought, you know, a little bit.
Where do you play mostly when you're at school? Is it the campus course or do you guys go to Harvester or?
I love Harvester. I love Harvester. Yeah. I can drive 40 minutes to Harvester every single day. But I mean, I have internship now, so I'm not really drive there. I just play like Coldwater, the one that's next to the campus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I love Harvester.
Wait, so sorry. I don't know if I misheard you on the green earlier, but you were mentioning that you might have to talk to like the internship boss about something because of like how you're winning the tournament, or like you might have to like rearrange your schedule. Was there anything about that at all, or did I just...
I was talking with my teammate, my caddy. She have another tournament, which is like... we have to go back tomorrow, and then another day she have to go to a tournament. So I'm like, I'm gonna call my boss, not going to work, and then go help her, since she already helped me. So I'll try. I hope that worked. I hope that worked.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
I hope my boss hear that too.
Yeah. So do you think you will try to defend your title next year, come back and play again?
We'll have to see. I wish. I want to, but I also like I trying to play professional after my graduate. Mm-hmm. So, but I heard that the Q school not gonna start until like fall. So I feel like I can play here and then Q school after. So yeah, I try to play as much as I can, mm-hmm. just to keep my performance like, you know, good.